Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are joined now, lucky enough to be joined now, by Phillies President of Baseball Operations, Dave Dombrowski. Dave, thank you for the time today.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. I want to ask you a question, I think just a bigger picture question about your job before we dig into the Phils specifically.
Okay.
So you have so much say and so much control over decisions the team makes, who to acquire, who not to have on the team. But then once the games start, there's very little control about what the outcome's going to be. How do you resolve that, I guess, emotionally? Is that difficult for you to have so much say and then you just sort of have to count on everybody else to do what they're supposed to do to be successful?
Well, I don't think it's that difficult in the respect that how you described it is exactly how it is. But I've done it for so long that you realize that's just how it is. So now I will tell you a story. A few years ago, Tony La Russa, who managed all those years and was a special assistant to me in Boston, and he sat upstairs with me, and it was the first time he ever did that. And he experienced just what you were talking about, and he said, how can you do this? How have you been able to handle this all these years that once you're up here, you can't do anything about what takes place? So I think it's a learned skill. It's one of those things that you just have to understand that's the responsibility of the job. And you just accept it and just deal with it at that point.
So there's a lot of excitement. It's been a great year. Phils, of course, clinched a bye last night. How do you think about the optimal way to handle a remaining games on the schedule when, and at this point, you're still alive for the one seed, so there's that. But when maybe there's nothing to play for from a playoff seeding standpoint, but there are games there, like balancing rest and not risking injury, but also staying locked in and not losing the momentum they've built over the last 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great balance, and it's something we talk about ourselves a great deal because it's very important. I think one of the things that comes into play very heavily is it's unless you have an injury for somebody, it's important for them to continue to play to the end for the simple fact we're going to have five more days off. Now, we'll play an inter-squad game at some point next week, and we'll work out. But having the ability to continue to play and see live pitching and run the bases and play at the game speed for us is extremely important at this time. Now, if you have somebody who's hurting, at that point you say, okay, let's just sit back, let that person sit and rest. But all in all, you need to make sure that they're still at the top of their game and you can play them as hard as you possibly can to make sure that they're ready for next week. And then the other part of it is with your pitching is a little bit different because, we haven't even settled on what we're going to do. But let's say Christopher Sanchez, who pitched Tuesday, threw great. Now he's in a position where he would have pitched Sunday, and then he pitches the next Saturday. Well, that game on Sunday was extremely important for us. I think he'd go out there and he'd pitch as long as he could. But in this case now, it'll be more, okay, how can we get Christopher throwing, staying sharp, but also give him enough rest to be prepared for the Saturday game the next week. So what you basically do is talk about every single player on an individual basis and make sure where they stand, how they're feeling, what they need from a preparation perspective. They need an extra day off. Let's do it. But really everything ends up being focused on getting ready for that Saturday the 4th and doing it on an individual basis.
Dave, four straight years in the postseason. Congratulations on that, first and foremost.
Thank you.
Can't take that for granted. But you're going into the playoffs seemingly in under four different scenarios. If you can sort of picture where I'm coming from, the first year, you know, you fought all the way up to the last day to get in to the postseason. You're able to ride that momentum. The second year, I believe that was a wild card year, the second year, right? The wild card year was the second year, and you're able to go deep. Last year, you win your division, and you don't have the first round this year. But we weren't playing great baseball. That's the point. We weren't playing great baseball at the end of the season last year going into the playoffs, even with that bye week. This year, much better baseball being played. Everything seemingly in the right place. I'm just wondering your feeling about going into the postseason this year compared to the other years, as far as you feel like you're in a good position to make that deep run.
Well, I do. And the reality is, you said, every situation somewhat different. And even throughout my career, you look at it. I think if you look at our club this year, you never know if you're going to win. You still have to go out there and you have to perform no matter who you play in the postseason. You dial it up and you got that extra intensity. But what really ends up happening at that point is that you have to play well at that particular time. But when I look at our club right now, I think we match up with anybody in baseball. I don't think there's anybody that look and say that club is so much better than ours. And I have been in that position the postseason before. We're a little bit of an underdog here. Again, you still can beat anybody when it comes to a short series. But I think we have as good a chance as anybody to win. Now we just have to go out there and play well at the right time.
Is this the best team you've had since you've been with the Phillies?
Oh, that's a tough question. It's as good as any of them, for sure. And it's also as good as any of them, as you said, on how we're playing right now. We've been playing better baseball for really since the second half of the season and after the trading deadline. So I do think that we've played well for a consistent basis now for a couple months. You have your bad game here and bad game there. But basically, we've played well. And we've got good talent. And it looks like we were just working Trey Turner out earlier today. It's the third day in a row. He'll be ready to go for the postseason. I'm not sure if he'll play a game or two beforehand. That's still to be determined. He was doing some additional things out on the field now. But he will play in the postseason. So we're in a position where we're about as healthy as we can, except for Zach Wheeler's case, and we've known about that for a long time. So our other pitchers have stepped up, and they'll need to continue to do so.
You mentioned Zach Wheeler. Quite obviously, any team would rather have Zach Wheeler going into the postseason than not having Zach Wheeler. But do you think that there can be an emotional lift when a team loses a player of that stature, when it's sort of known that everyone else needs to contribute a little bit more, and then maybe it can be something that brings players together and brings the best out of a team when something like that happens?
Yeah, it's a great question, too. I think, like you said to start off, everybody wants to have Zach Wheeler. I mean, you're not going to ever be in a position where anybody steps into his shoes. But I think other people know that they have to step up and maybe do a little bit more for you. I've been in spots with clubs where we've lost key personnel. I remember I was back with the Florida Marlins in 97, and we lost Alex Fernandez in the second round. He was one of the top pitchers in baseball. Blew out his rotator cuff at that time period, and we ended up winning the World Series even though he didn't pitch. And we went into the postseason with the World Series with Kevin Brown versus Chad OJ of the Cleveland Indians, and Kevin Brown was about the best pitcher in baseball that time, and OJ was a solid guy, but more of a fourth, fifth starter. And OJ beat Brown two games in that World Series, and yet we still won. So it really comes down to every game you just have to battle and scratch and do everything you can to win the game. And I do think that players can step up and get it done and do even a little bit more than they're accustomed to doing.
Phillies president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, with us. You have a few key free agents on the team. I don't know if you've heard, but Kyle Schwarber is one.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Ranger Suarez, JT Realmuto. Does how the team performs in the playoffs and the success that you have or maybe lack thereof, does that inform how you think about re-signing players on the team this year for future years?
Not normally, no. I don't think so, because unless they get hurt, that would affect it. But, I mean, they've all been good players throughout the, not only this year, but for many years. And so I don't think it makes a big difference. You're going to see the guys the same way. I mean, it might give you a little bit more, great feeling at particular times when you're sitting down and talking if somebody just put up huge numbers in the postseason. But the reality is they're good players, and they're going to be good players no matter how they perform in the postseason. Now, I hope they put up some big numbers for us, because sure would make it a lot easier for us to win.
Every time Kyle Schwarber hits a home run, do you hear a little cash register thing go off in the background?
Well, yeah, I did tell his agent, too. I've known Casey close. We had a conversation on, actually, Walker Buehler, because he represents him. It was about a month ago now at this point. And I said, okay, I give, okay, you've got it. That's it, that's enough,
Point proven.
You've got it. Yeah, you've got it. That's it. So, but we'll see what happens. And as you know, we'd love to have Kyle here. We'll see what happens. So we'd love to be part of the organization for years to come.
Just want to get your thoughts on Harrison Bader. Great acquisition at the trade deadline. I think he is. He's certainly become a fan favorite very quickly, and has exceeded what a lot of us thought he would bring to the table. Just your thoughts on when you made the move to get him, and is this what you envision? And not to piggyback off what Spike just asked you, but a lot of people want to know, is the likelihood of us having Harrison Bader here past this year? Because, like I said, he's become a fan favorite.
Well, we like him a lot. He's been tremendous for us, and he's been from the perspective, we've been short right-hand hitting outfielder, especially in center field. Rojas has been good for us defensively, but not offensively. So it really helped us a lot to get a guy like Bader for us, because he's a well-rounded player. He can play well defensively like a Rojas, but he also has contributed and will contribute offensively. The way he started off, I could not tell you that we would expect him to be that hot. He was on base every single time he hit, basically. But we like him a lot. He not only is a good player, he's a great player for us with our club and the clubhouse in this community.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
He thrives in big situations. He doesn't back down from anything. So for us, he really fits well. He's been in the postseason before, so he is a guy that we'd like to keep in the organization and has done a fantastic job for us.
One thing that we've kind of observed this year is maybe Rob Thompson adjusting as a manager. What are your overall thoughts on the job that Rob has done this year?
Well, he's done a quality job for us, and I think, as you said, I think it's hard for a manager. The toughest guys to generally manage in any sport are stars. And then we have a lot of stars on this team, so it's not an easy job to do. and then to be in a position where you perhaps mix and match some guys, take them out of different roles, is not easy. But sometimes you just need to do those things to be a better club. And he has done that and has done a great job for us. So I hope he continues to pull all the right strings in that regard, because the combo that he's been putting out there for us has worked very well.
Clearly, you valued Christopher Sanchez because you all extended him, and you valued Jesus Luzardo because you traded for him. Have they individually exceeded your expectations of what you thought they could be?
Well, they're two of the best pitchers in baseball right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, so I don't think you ever, I don't ever acquire, unless there's a Hall of Fame pitcher in the middle of his career, which you rarely get those type of guys, that you would ever say that you expect him to win quite as many games or do pitch quite as well as they have. We did think they were very good pitchers and that they would contribute and help us win and be top of the line type guys. But Christopher's, I mean, he's really kind of developed to be a number one starter. I mean, he was a number two for us because of Zach Wheeler, but he ends up being a number one. And Luzardo is, when we got him, we figured we have Wheeler, we've got Nola, we've got Sanchez, and we've got Suarez. So he's not a five, but he's only the fifth starter for us, and he's far exceeded that. And we thought he'd really have the abilities of a third starter, and he's even exceeded that. So they've both been phenomenal for us and have done a great job.
When you hear the comments that Nick Castellanos made after the game on Friday about communication with Rob Thompson, what is your reaction when you hear a player on your team say something like that?
Well, you know, it's one. I usually keep these things in the clubhouse. My thing have always been, I've been with clubs for years and years, and you have all type of issues that take place all the time. And it's sometimes players feel one way and somebody else feels another. It's one of those where they express it, they feel it. I've really always kind of kept it. I wish you'd kind of keep that to ourselves. But if you feel that way, and you then go talk to the manager and just go ahead and discuss it. But I think Rob Thompson does a good job at communicating. He's been a good manager in that regard. Sometimes, you know, in a case like Nick's, and he's not the only guy, that when you don't hear what you want to hear necessarily, which is to play every day, and I always respect the ability of a player, the desire to play every day. It's what you want him to do. It's tough to express that to him, that something else is going to be different. So, again, I do wish it was just stayed in the clubhouse, but when it's out, you just have to deal with it.
So when you trade for Juan Duran, it was a sensation, right? They had the whole Durantula intro, takes over the city. City's on fire. Still been really good, but kind of scuffling a bit of late. Some home run balls. What are you kind of seeing from Juan Duran right now?
Well, he's really good. You know, I mean, he's got closer stuff. He threw, he hung the one breaking ball, which he threw in L.A. to Pajes. And then the other day, he threw a fastball right down the middle of the plate, but it was at 101, and the guy put a good swing on it. So I'm just comfortable that he's coming out there. And as Rob Thompson says, he says, it's hard to believe this when you think of it, but Mariano Rivera blew over 90 saves in his career. So even the best of the best has a bad day, and where they get you at the end. And they give scholarships too, but I'm just absolutely thrilled that he's with us. And he's top flight, and when he comes in, I feel as good with him coming in to pitch the ninth inning with a one-run lead as I would with anybody in baseball.
He's starting tonight, Walker Buehler. What role do you see him having in the postseason?
Well, we're still analyzing that one. He's pitched well for us a couple times out, and we'll continue to watch how he pitches tonight. I doubt that he would be one of our three starters. He would not be that in the first round. So it'd be a matter of him pitching out of our bullpen and how you would use him in that regard. So those are the type of discussions that we'll have next week. But if he continues to pitch well and pitch the way he has, there's no question that he can contribute for us in the postseason.
In Philly, we are psychopaths. As fans, we're psychos, and on WIP, we're psychos. I mean, so much so that, you know, you have a trade deadline. 1 minute after it, I'm yelling on the radio about whether you did a good job or not, and I'm me. So does it, there's no way you can be immune to hearing those things and feeling it in a city like that. How is that for you to hear to hear and feel the, I know that when it's good, it's great around here, but when it's tough, it can be really tough. What is it like doing your job in a climate like Philadelphia?
Well, I've been in some tough climates.
Yes.
I mean, Philly, and I've been in Boston like that. So, you know, really surprisingly, it doesn't affect me as much as you would think, because I don't listen to talk radio shows. No offense, but I don't listen to that. I'm not in a position where I'm looking at tweets and all that on the internet. So you have to do the job that you think is the right job to do. And hey, sometimes it comes with criticisms. That's just the way it is. But you better have thick skin if you're in my job and a manager's job. And I think that's something you develop throughout the years. And you just do the things that you think is right. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. You put just as much effort into things when they don't work. And I was doing an interview with somebody today, and I told them, I said, well, why didn't you get a Duran last year? And I said, well, I think you have to remember that these type players aren't always available.
Right.
You can only acquire who's out there at a particular time. And so last year we acquired Estevez. He leads the league in saves this year, the American League. So he wasn't a bad pitcher. He's not Duran per se. But you go out there and you just do the best job you possibly can. And you know, really, I think you have to be more self-satisfied in this type of job and not really pay attention to the noise outside of it. Because if you are, I think it would probably drive you crazy.
Last one here, Dave. Do you have one that got away? Do you have a trade deadline or an off-season move that you thought you were so close on, and you look back on and you think to yourself, man, if I had just pulled that one off?
Sure, there's a couple of them. I mean, it's not that long ago I was with the Detroit Tigers, and it would have been 2014. I thought we were going to get Andrew Miller from the Boston Red Sox at that time, and we really could have used him because he was a good middle guy. He could close games, but he could pitch 2-3 innings, and I thought we had him, and it would have made a difference for us. But the Orioles ended up giving up Eduardo Rodriguez. They gave up a little bit more than we did at the time, and he came back and haunted us in the postseason. So that was one that I wish that we would have been able to get done, and I thought we were going to get it done. And then I can go back years and years ago where, you know, you talked about guys. I was talking with the Cubs, and they ended up trading Rafael Palmeiro to Texas at that time. The other guy they were talking about was Sean Dunstan, and I was there in Montreal, and I thought we were going to get Dunstan. And those are a couple of things that a couple of deals that come to my mind real quickly that I wish I could have gotten those deals done, and they would have made our clubs better.
Well, Dave, I know you don't need the affirmation from us, but it's been not only has it been a great season, you have done a great job. The deadline was awesome. The offseason bringing Lizardo in here was awesome. And we are we're feeling it with this team. So we're really looking forward to the playoffs. And we really thank you for taking the time today to join us.
Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. And let's go get them. Let's win 11 postseason games.
Let's do it. Just got to win the last one. Thank you. There he is, Dave Dombrowski, president of baseball operations from the Phillies. That was a good one. He knows he's in for it with Schwarber, man.
He's screaming uncle.
Like, we get it. He's begging. Stop. I get it. I understand. So there he is, president of baseball operations.
You have to give up that fourth year.
Look, and by the way, and I didn't ask him this, I'm sure if you were to ask Dave Dombrowski, you would rather have an owner like John Middleton who cares and is involved and will spend all those things. But he is also a fan, John Middleton, and he also hears, Dave might not listen to talk radio. I'll tell you who does, is John Middleton. So there is no doubt that the agents know, well, Middleton ain't going to let this guy walk away.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
and that's what matters most.
Yep.
Yes, the owner.
Well,
yes.
we always say who has final say. You know who has final say? The guy who owns the team.
Signs the checks.
Yep,
yes, he
has final say. So if you missed it, you can go back on the Free Odyssey app and go back to the beginning of that interview or just sign.
I always feel like I'm talking to or listening to a guidance counselor.
Oh, when you hear Dombrowski?
Dave Dombrowski is doing the interview.
Well, he's a good talk. Also, has a good phone line.
Sound like a landline. Kind of screams like a landline guy.
That was definitely a landline.
Landline.
Yes,
oh.
That was a landline.
What a win.
He was right in the office.
What a win. Yes. That's my GM right there. That's my GM.
That was definitely a landline.
My GM calls up with a landline. All right. Joining us next is the great Shil Kapadia of The Ringer. Shil. Get back to the Eagles as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.